I'm Jordana, and I practice with tarot cards pretty much daily. It can be good to just know the basic three card spread, good for a novice or somebody who doesn't really know anything about tarot yet, or if they're thinking about going in somewhere to have something done, you know. It can be good to just know the basics of how it works because I think a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about it. Typically, for a three card spread like this, you try and think about what questions do you want answered, what do you want guidance in. It helps you untangle the knot of the present and the past better, I think, to line up your visions for the future. So I am shuffling a brand new deck that I just got today, actually, which is why it's kind of fun. So right now I have this one. It's called the Ethereal Visions deck. It's very pretty. It's like Art Nouveau with sort of, and it's illuminated, which means it has gold foiling on it. Okay, so what I'm doing, I'm shuffling it with intention. For the first card, I'm gonna say, what could I say is like the general state of being for me? And that's what the first card I pull is going to be. Or the first card that jumps out, because it does happen sometimes. Ten of Wands. And the Ten of Wands is like, it's abundance, but it's also hard work. And that's true. That's pretty much spot on. I hate when this happens because I'm always like, duh, like this seems like I set this up, but this is so accurate for where I am right now in my life. I'm doing a lot of like kind of backbreaking work, I guess you would say, in order to do what I need to do. And since, like I said, since this is a new deck, I really have to kind of take my time shuffling it because it'll all be in like the regular order. Oh. You can't see it, but I'm shuffling the deck and one like stuck itself out and is dangling off the edge. So I definitely, that's number two. And it is the Ace of Swords. And I wasn't even thinking. I did a no-no. I just pulled one without thinking. So I didn't even have a question behind that. This is clearly something that I need to know. So right now I'm gonna actually look it up in the little book and you go find the sword. So the Ace of Swords means focus and clarity and victory and inspiration. Usually the second card you draw will be, you know, okay, so how do I make this better? Or how do I change this for myself? Or do I keep doing what I'm doing? Okay, so then we're gonna have a third and final card. And the last card, I'm gonna say, what's my obstacle right now? Ten of Swords. Okay. Overkill. It's an obstacle for me. Overkill. And that could either mean doing too much and burning oneself out, or it could also be making yourself a martyr when you don't need to. yeah, so I have here the Ten of Wands, the Ace of Swords, and the Ten of Swords. Three very interesting cards together right now and relevant for me, definitely. So then what I do after I finish is like I sit and I reflect. This was a small spread that I didn't intend to be super relevant to my own life, and now it is. Because it's good, because you see those visual reminders of the things you're thinking about, the things that you're supposed to be thinking about. I think introspection terrifies a lot of people, at least people who aren't introverts. And I think it's good for people to be introspective, and to know yourself is the most important thing that you can know in life. And I think tarot is definitely a tool that will help you become very familiar with your inner self. And if you're ready to like look at that kind of stuff, and if you want to do it in a way that maybe goes against the grain or maybe isn't for everybody, I would say definitely give it a try. You don't know if it's not for you until you've tried it.